You're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly Religion Reflection and Social Issues programme. Now, my next guest this morning is Petra Conroy, a local woman from Kilcullen here in County Kildare. Good morning, Petra.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me in studio this morning. Now, you're involved in a new Catholic organisation, so tell me, what is Catholic Comment all about?
Well, Catholic Comment, it's modelled very much on a similar thing that was set up before the Pope came to Britain. A thing called Catholic Voices. And the idea of it is to train ordinary, for want of a better word, ordinary Catholics who are going about their business, have kids, mortgages, whatever, to train them up so that they're able to express their faith in the media in a way that's easily understood in modern society. Now, we're not kind of like taking people and telling them what to say. So we were looking for people who were already kind of enthusiastic or kind of active in their faith, and just helping them to maybe express that in a way that's suitable to media needs and, you know, that fits into that context.
And why is there a need for an organisation like Catholic Comment, do you think?
Well, I think really that, you know, I know people say about Vatican II and it was about, you know, lay people having a role, but, you know, and some lay people do have kind of an official role in the church, and that's right, that's their calling. But most people, we're just going about our ordinary business. And that's where it's our job to kind of explain what it is that we believe in and what we think the church offers to the world. And that's really the job of ordinary lay Catholics. And that's really what we're trying to offer, that opportunity to lay Catholics, is to facilitate that.
And what level of interest have you had in the organisation to date? How long are you in existence?
We're in existence. Well, the idea was being talked about for, I suppose, over a year. But actually, we really only got up and running, started kind of heading towards being very active before Christmas this year. So in 2011. And then we started looking for people to come forward back in January, February. We had a good bit of interest. And we'd hundreds of people inquiring just generally. And then when we invited people to apply to become members of our speakers panel, we had 80 applications. So that was very good. Out of that, we called about 35, 40. And our team now at the moment is 15 people who have actually been called to take part in the first training programme.
OK, and what's the profile of those? I mean, that's a huge number of applications. Are they all people who work in parishes, or have you had a wide spectrum of people from different walks and professions who just maybe feel that they'd like to express their faith publicly, maybe in a way that they haven't done before?
Yeah, we were specifically looking for a broad range of people. So our age group at the moment stretches from, like, I think some people in their 60s, I hope I'm not giving away ages there, but to some people in their 20s. So it's a good range across professions. We've got one student, I think, people who are teachers, people who are engineers, some people unemployed, you know, a big range of people. And again, even though the training is in and around the Dublin area, we have people from around the country who are able to make it up as well. So, yeah, good wide range of people.
And were you particularly anxious to get this off the ground in the year of the Eucharistic Congress? Because we know that Ireland is hosting for the second time in 80 years, the 50th International Eucharistic Congress. So were you anxious to be sort of in existence and actually working at stuff before that?
Yes, we really were. And even though we're very conscious that both the kind of the formal church spokespeople and the Eucharistic Congress have teams in place to do that, we still thought that was a good opportunity for, say, people who aren't directly involved, or as we say, ordinary Catholics, to kind of, yeah, around that time to explain the kind of the positive message the church offers the world, and the very so the church is really an expert in humanity, and to give a chance for ordinary human beings to express that in the media.
And what are your plans? I mean, have you a mission statement? Have you kind of a methodology? Have you certain sort of plans for the next year, 2 years, 3 years that you want to achieve?
Yeah. I suppose our kind of our methodology or our approach is that we would try to express the things, always looking for the positive intention in the people that we're debating or discussing with. That we don't look at it as kind of, it's all about winning debates. It's more about explaining. We want to kind of throw light on issues and not get into, you know, heated debates on things. And often sometimes just the way we approach it, and we try to be respectful, reasonable, and still explain the message, and not be getting into kind of us and them mentalities. Understanding that lots of times people who might seem to be on, as they say, the other side, are very committed and often have at root kind of shared values about freedom and human rights that we would be coming from as well. So we kind of start from that position. just as regards where we're going from here, really we were looking first of all at the Eucharistic Congress and having a team in place, and we will have that in place, and then developing good relations with the media so that they know that we're there and that we hopefully will have people ready at the drop of a hat to facilitate them when they're looking for somebody. And then after that, we will repeat the training process, but we'll also offer one-off events for people who mightn't be able to take part in the training, either immediately or even in the future, so that they can kind of get a flavour of, oh, this is the kind of approach you guys have. These are some of the things we can say to explain. Because sometimes it's not always easy. You know, the church can be a stumbling block at times, and it seems to be saying things that are hard to hear. So we have to be able to, if we really believe that the church has something very positive to offer humanity, that we have to find a way of explaining that to people so that they can understand it and see that it is really, you know, kind of a radically positive view of human beings.
Yeah. And will you be getting involved in the hot potato debates like the moral issues, or are you more trying to promote what a lot of editors would call worthy but dull subjects? Like there's an awful lot of good work being done at kind of ground level in the church, but it's not often reported, and even press releases are sent out, but a lot of people would look at it, journalists, and say it's worthy but it's dull. Yeah. So are you going to be trying to cover the worthy but dull as well as the hot potato issues?
Yeah, really. And I suppose we do understand that lots of times, you know, Catholics and Christians in general can get upset because the media don't, oh, they haven't covered my local event. But the media are about, they have to have a story to tell. So if they don't have a story, then, you know, they're not going to cover my event out of sympathy for me. So we have to understand the way that the media work and their needs and the way they operate. So, but within that, we'll be, I suppose, doing across anything that relates to the church's mission and its message to the world. And quite often they will be the really controversial things that people find it very hard, you know, at a party when the topic comes up, where you're going to duck your head and say, oh, I'm going to skim over the fact that you are actually a practicing Catholic. Or
ask
nobody,
her, she's a Catholic, yeah, she'll tell you.
It and you hope nobody refers to the fact, or you kind of cough and go to the bathroom. Yeah. So just those kind of issues that are very hard sometimes to, you know, so we want to explain that they are, the church is not, it's often seen as being against things, whereas in fact it's always in favour of something. It's presenting a very positive view of sexuality or of marriage or whatever, and we want to kind of help people express that as the positive message that it is. So all of those.
Yeah, and a lot of that is against the grain of the way people are the way people are perceived to be living their lives at the moment. Yeah. Are the media engaging with you, or is it too early to tell?
Certainly we've had a good few queries, but we at the moment we're kind of touching to base, if that's the phrase. We want to develop relations with the media, but really until we have a team in place, we aren't sending people out to do interviews. I'll do some, and Ronan Mullen, who's also very involved, will do interviews. But our team isn't actually fully trained yet, and that would be just before the Eucharistic Congress. They'll be available. But we sent out an initial press release just to say that we were in existence, and we did a couple of articles. And we got a good level of, you know, inquiries and people getting in touch saying, are you ready yet, or do you have speakers yet? So we're very hopeful that when we actually do go actively looking for or letting the media know that we're here and that we have people who are, as we say, studio ready, ego free, and ready to do it at short notice.
Ronan Mullen would be well known, yes. Senator Ronan Mullen, and indeed has been all over Twitter and a lot of programmes this week. Do you have new voices and new faces?
Yes, I mean, and the whole point of it was that the while Ronan like would be a well
known. No disrespect to Ronan, and I don't mean it, but I'm just wondering. Yeah. A lot of the criticism is, oh, it's the same people brought out all the time. Yeah. Where are the new voices?
Yeah, whereas exactly that is our team. I'd say nobody on our team, our 15 speakers, would be people that would have a public profile in the media. And the only reason at the moment that people like Ronan are going forward is because just to explain the concept, and he will continue doing the work that he does, and is really a powerhouse behind this, but it would be, and even our kind of our organising team, a lot of the people would be, say, a young teacher in her 20s, Jean Dalton, Katrina Jennings, Curran now is her name, who's a former consultant, a young mum as well. So there'd be people who don't currently have, Lorcan Price is a training to be a barrister.
So new people.
So new people that you wouldn't know. Yeah. And the team of speakers itself would all be, you know, none of them would have public profiles. They wouldn't be known, maybe outside their own local area.
Now, obviously you hope to be an All-Ireland organisation, but for our listeners here in Kildare, if there are some of them listening this morning and they'd like to engage with you or maybe make an inquiry or make contact or offer funding or support in other ways, how can they get in touch with you?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned funding, because that is, we are running just entirely
the
off...
The F word.
Off, yes, running entirely off just voluntary contributions that people give us, so feel free to offer some. And the way to contact us, the best way is probably our website, which is catholiccomment.ie, catholiccomment.ie, or else email a contact at catholiccomment.ie.
And you're also on Facebook and Twitter
We're
as
well. We're on Facebook and Twitter, so just look Google Catholic Comment, and a few hits will come up there.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll put some of the information up on our website. Petra, it's been really very interesting to hear about Catholic Comment. I mean, it's happening. Catholic Voices is starting to happen in America, and Catholic Voices as well, sort of established in the UK. So it's good to hear that we're kind of rising to the challenge in Ireland as well. So I'm sure we'll be in to talk to you again, and feel free to contact us if there is anything coming up. Don't forget that your local radio station here
and
in
certainly Kildare. Coming up for June, when we actually are properly launching, we'll promise to make you the first people we talk to.
Okay, now you heard that promise here on KFM. We have to leave it there this morning. Thank you so much for coming into studio,
and we wish you
all the best with the initiative. Thank you. That was Petra Conroy, a local woman from Kilcullen, who's one of the voices and the faces and the organisers behind Catholic Comment. And we'll put up those links on our website.